Genesis chapter 8. It's just going to be a few moments. I'm not going to keep you that long. We're going to read verse number 1, then we're going to flip back to chapter number 6, and we're going to read a little bit in chapter number 7, and all of a sudden you guys are getting terrified because I'm naming all these chapters we're going to read. But no, it's just something very interesting that God has shown me with the life of Noah. Verse number 1 in chapter number 8 is very important to me. It says, "And God remembered Noah." God remembered Noah. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this night that you've given us. I thank you, Lord, again for the children that you've allowed to come to our church tonight as we kick off VBS. And Lord, even if there's not many, we have some here that have a desire to be here. And we can focus on those young kids and to be able to give them the gospel that they need as they go home from here and be able to talk to their mom and dads about Jesus Christ. And that's our goal. And so, God, I pray that you be with our teachers. Give them the wisdom. Give them the discernment on how to speak your word tonight. And we ask you these things in your name. Amen. And God remembered Noah. You know, go ahead and turn it back to verse number 8 of chapter number 6. I'm going to ask myself, why is this phrase so important? It's very important because when you go back to the beginning of Noah here, before the flood began to take place, you see that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And we rehearsed this a few weeks ago. Noah lived in a time where it was an evil time. There were people that were not living lives pleasing to the Lord. But there was one man, and there was a man in his family that stood out, and that man was Noah. And the Bible says that he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now, that goes to show us, even in our world today, we live in a pretty scary world when you think about what's going on. There's a lot of chaos that's out there. There's a lot of wickedness that's out there. There's a lot of evilness that's running rampant in our own community that a lot of folks are probably not aware of. I have a few police officer friends, I think about 4 or 5 of them, that I will talk to on occasions, and they begin to tell me what takes place in this town of Council Bluffs, Iowa. And it will surprise you of what goes on. And even in the job that I have, I still go into a lot of these homes, and to see the lifestyles that people live is very baffling to me. And what I normally see is wickedness. I see unrighteousness. I see folks that have no desire to live for God. But even with that being said, there is encouragement. We can be found living a righteous life. We can be found living a life that is glorifying to God, even in the times that we live in today. Doesn't matter how bad it gets or what might come our direction, we can still live a righteous life. And this is what Noah was doing at this point in time in his life. He found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And so with that being said, we know that there was going to be a destruction that was going to come upon this world because of man's wickedness. And this is exactly what we're doing tonight with VBS. We're trying to tell these young kids that there is a penalty for living an unrighteous life. And that unrighteous life, if you don't call out upon Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, there's going to be a separation from you and God for eternity. And so here these people were living this lifestyle that God was not pleased with. And so because of this, he had to take judgment. And God gives Noah some very specific instructions here. Go down with me in chapter number 7, in verse number 1. And it says, "And the Lord said to Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation." So again, it's being reiterated here that Noah was a man who found favor with God. Noah was a man that lived a godly lifestyle, probably a lifestyle that was dedicated to the Lord and how he lived and how he allowed himself to be seen in public and those things. And so God here, the Lord says, I have seen righteous before me in this generation. And I begin to think about this word this afternoon. Does God see righteousness in you when he looks at you and when he examines your life? Now, only you can answer that question. I can't answer that question for you. I can only answer that for myself. So what does God see when he looks at you? Does he see somebody who is wanting to be obedient? Does he see somebody who is wanting to be a servant for the Lord? And that's exactly what I get out of the life of Noah. Noah was a man who was willing to serve the Lord regardless of what I believe what God has asked him to do. We don't know of the skills that he had before this took place, but we do know that God called Noah to be the builder of the ark. And if he didn't have the skills, guess what? God gave him the skills to do this very task. So he saw righteousness in him. He saw a willingness. He saw obedience in him. He saw a man who had a desire to serve the Lord. So does God see those things in your life? Does he see you wanting to serve him? Does he see you wanting to be obedient to him? And so as we go down in these verses, so let's finish verse number one. It says, I have seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take thee by sevens, the male and his female, and a beast thou art not clean by two, the male and his female. Of fowls also the air by sevens, the male and female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. Now we go on in verse number 45, we see the Lord interjecting here, says, and Noah did according unto all that the Lord, what? Commanded him. Noah did exactly what the Lord commanded him to do. Again, it shows his willingness. It shows his attitude towards the Lord. It shows his love towards the Lord. It shows a servant's heart. You know, you and I, this ought to be a reminder from the Bible here that we too ought to have a servant's heart. These last couple of days, as we've been preparing for a vacation Bible school, and even prior to that, we have had people show up that has a servant's heart. And what they were doing was probably out of their character, probably out of their comfort zone, something that they were not familiar with. And they begin to go out into our town and to begin to distribute tracts, and they begin to distribute flyers. And on top of that, they begin, through conversations that God brought forth to them. Now, they weren't able to talk to every person, but God did open a few doors, and they were able to talk to people, tell them who they were, tell them what they were all about, and wanted them to come to this church so that they can enjoy VBS, so that the people can hear the gospel. That is a servant's heart. That is something that God will reward. Even after that, we've had people step up and decorate classrooms, decorate the outside of our church and give us a drawbridge. It's not a drawbridge, but it's the back of the ark. And so you're able to see those things. Why are those things done? Those things are done because of a servant's heart. And God appreciates an individual who has a heart that is willing to serve him. And God appreciated the fact, knowing of the sacrifice that Noah and his family would have to go, would have to do, knowing the humiliation that they would go through in life, God rewarded them for their service. Now, there have been some folks that stepped out, and they were told to get off the property. They were told to go about their way. But still, God is going to reward that servant's heart. And so, verse number 5, it says, and Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. You know, it's amazing. God gives us instructions in our word, in his word, to do his will. You know, we're not here to do his work, but we're here to do his will. And there's a difference in that. But one thing that sticks out to me here is in verse number 1 of chapter number 8, it says, and God remembered. Why did God remember him? Because it goes back to what we said. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. When the Lord looked at him, he saw a righteous person. Then in verse number 5 of chapter number 7, we see that Noah was obedient, willing to do what God has called him to do. And when God began to think about Noah, guess what took place? He says, and the Lord remembered him. It doesn't stop there. I didn't read this other verse here. So go ahead and turn to chapter number 9 of the book of Genesis. So after God remembered Noah, look what takes place in the life of Noah. Verse number 1, it says, and God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. You know, when you begin to have a servant's heart, when you begin to wanting to be obedient to God and to do his will, think about what took place in the life of Noah. God remembered him. And after he remembered him, God blessed him. You know, it's amazing how we go through life every single day that God blesses our life. We just rehearsed this just a few moments ago. You know, we might not think nothing of it, but it is a true blessing that God brought Justin through his surgery. It is a true blessing that there was no complications and that he was able to heal quickly and come home. God does work and God does bless. And we're grateful for those things. And I look at the Word of God, and I marvel at some things. And this phrase here, God remembered. God remembered. And then God blessed. That's our devotions for tonight. We're looking forward to tomorrow night to see what Jeff has. He says he's at an hour. He's going to trim it down to 15, 20 minutes. It's difficult to do that. I did that tonight. And Sean told me, he goes, you better do it if you're making us do it. Not necessarily in those words, but he's right. I got to hold true to that. Pastor, that's a whole nother ball game. He's the pastor. He can have 35 minutes. But anyway, that's his call. But let's take some time. We're going to pray real quick. Let's have some time of fellowship and just hang around one another. If you got to leave, I understand those things. If you got kids, come back and pick them up at 7:30. That would be helpful for us as well. But it is a joy to be here, and I thank you guys for being a part of our VBS. And this is what we're wanting to do the rest of the week here. So VBS just isn't for kids. It's for adults as well. And you can tell people, hey, what'd you do last night? I went to VBS. And they're like, what? What are you talking about? And you can invite them to come to church tomorrow night. I do not have prizes for you guys, but Justin will give you treats after it's all said and done, if he doesn't eat them all. So it's let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for Noah and the many times that we can read through the Bible and see something new every single time. We thank you, Lord, for giving us Noah and using him as an example to be obedient and to follow you and to serve you. And then, Lord, you remembered him and you blessed him. We thank you for that. Thank you for the blessings that went up tonight, how we're just able to rehearse your goodness towards us. And I pray that you would begin to bring up more things for us to talk about this upcoming week as far as you blessing us. We thank you tonight. We love you. In your name, amen.